From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his ninth message in a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, in which the Apostle Paul sets forth the nine elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. As Dr. Cairns has explained, these various virtues divide themselves into three groups of three. The third group consists of faith, meekness, temperance, virtues which involve the believer's relationship with himself. In dealing with faith, Dr. Cairns first took time to formulate a definition of faith as it occurs in this context. As we've seen, the term applies to a Christian's initial coming to Christ as Savior, as well as to the Christian's trustworthy character before others. In regard to the salvation experience itself, the Holy Spirit enables sinners to believe the gospel. Then, the Spirit operates in the believer's life to further his sanctification. It is as the Christian understands what he has in Christ that he comes to full enjoyment of salvation. As we'll see today, the Spirit also imparts to God's people the special gift to bear whatever comes into their lives. Dr. Cairns will come to the Word of God in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Rest in All Thy Goings. The text is found in Exodus 33 and verse 14. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Precious promise! Lord, enable me to appropriate it as all my own. We must go at certain times from our abode, for here we have no continuing city. It often happens that when we feel most at home in a place, we are suddenly called away from it. Here is the antidote for this ill. The Lord Himself will keep us company. His presence, which includes His favor, His fellowship, His care, and His power, shall be ever with us in every one of our marchings. This means far more than it says, for in fact it means all things. If we have God present with us, we have possession of heaven and earth. Go with me, Lord, and then command me where thou wilt. But we hope to find a place of rest. The text promises it. We are to have rest of God's own giving, making, and preserving. His presence will cause us to rest even when we are on the march, yea, even in the midst of battle. Rest, thrice blessed word. Can it ever be enjoyed by mortals? Yes, there is the promise, and by faith we plead it. Rest comes from the Comforter, from the Prince of Peace, and from the glorious Father who rested on the seventh day from all his works. To be with God is to rest in the most emphatic sense.
Jesus, I am resting.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. Christians do not grasp what God has given freely to them in Christ. Even when we can recite the various words of the things He has given, when we can say the terms, yet we don't grasp it. Our hearts are not enjoying the truth of what God has given to us in Christ. Only the Holy Ghost can seal that to the heart. That's why it's not mere Bible reading that will lead to holiness and Christian liberty and victory. I tell you, there is a place for getting before God and letting the Spirit of God work within our hearts the reality of what we have and are in Christ. It is the Holy Spirit, according to Romans 8, verse 11, who empowers us to mortify the flesh. How do you put to death the flesh? How do you put to death those things that are natural, those lusts of the flesh, whether it's wicked immorality or whether it's pride or anger or bitterness or resentment or envy, whatever that lust of the flesh is? How do you mortify it? What does it mean to mortify? Means to put to death. Means to crucify it. How do you do that? Well, one thing you'll find about crucifixion, it is not a method of suicide. You can gas yourself. You can drug yourself to death. You can stab yourself to death. You can shoot yourself to death. You can drown yourself to death. You can jump to your death, but you can't crucify yourself. Physical impossibility. And it's a spiritual impossibility too. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost who enables us to mortify the flesh. In other words, mortification is not just, I don't do this, I don't do that, I don't do the other thing, and I don't do something else. We can all go down the list of the things we don't do and sit back and preen ourselves like peacocks in our self-righteous pride. That's not what God's talking about. God is talking about the Holy Ghost taking the standard of the Scripture and applying it to our heart, searching out our consciences, showing us not just the sinfulness of others, but the sinfulness of ourselves. Saying to my wife last night that driving along, I heard a little bit of the Prairie Home Companion, and I thought how true to life it was when he said it was Holy Week in Lake Wobegone. And he said it was a time, therefore, to think of the great goodness of God and our great unworthiness. And then he added a very true thing. He said, all the Catholics think of how unworthy the Lutherans are. And all the Lutherans are thinking how unworthy the Catholics are. And he got on to this business of pride and your self-righteousness. And I thought, how very true. How very, very true. I don't do this and that and the other. The Holy Ghost doesn't work that way. He takes the word and he shines it into the soul. And he deals not with somebody else's sin, but your sin. He deals not with the things that you're proud you think you can deal with, but with the things that you don't want to face. He puts his hand right on them. He exposes them. And thank God he gives you first the desire and then the power to mortify the deeds of the body. According to Romans 8:14 and Galatians 5:18, it is the Holy Spirit who leads us. Romans 8 again tells us in verse 16 that it is the Holy Spirit who witnesses to us, giving us our assurance of salvation. Now, when you put all that together, you'll see it's the Spirit who brings us to maturity. And that's why in Galatians 5:16, we have the commandment, walk in the Spirit. Because the fruit of the Spirit is this faith. Not only to believe to the saving of the soul, but to keep on believing to the sanctification of our lives. And then, of course, it would be true to say that the Holy Spirit imparts special gifts of faith to His people to enable them to embrace the promises of God for particular needs and situations. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 9, among the gifts of the Spirit and how He distributes them, we read that to another person there is the gift of faith by the same Spirit. To stand like Paul stood on the deck of a sinking ship with clouds filling the sky and winds whipping up the sea to a fury, death staring you in the face, to stand as Paul did and say, "I believe God that it shall be as it was told me, and not one of us will perish." To do that is the work of the Spirit. You can have your own sinking ship that you'll be standing on. There are times when you'll be in situations just as extreme, just as difficult. You will need the Spirit of God to come and apply to your heart some specific promise of Scripture that will make the Scripture so real to you that it will be just as real as the Savior coming by His angel and visiting Paul on that sinking ship. This is the wonderful thing about the Bible. This is a living book. It's a living book. It's a speaking book. This is where the Spirit speaks to the heart. And I tell you, you will reach those times in life where you will need to have the Spirit of God open the Word and apply it to your heart so that the specific promise of Scripture for your particular need begets faith within your heart that you can say, "I believe God." We have been reading this morning in Hebrews chapter 11. What shall I more say of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, and all down this great list of the heroes of faith, who through faith subdued kingdoms and wrought righteousness and obtained promises and stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, etc. Do you remember when we were studying that passage? I pointed out the two great segments at the end of the chapter. The first segment deals with people, and over those people we could write, doing the impossible through faith. What was humanly impossible, they did by faith. But then the next segment deals with people who were bearing the unbearable through faith. There are times when the Lord does not quench the violence of the fire. He gives you grace to bear the pain the flame inflicts. There are times when God does not lift the burden from off your shoulder, but He strengthens your shoulder to bear the burden. We must be submitted to say, "Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in Thy sight. Thy will be done." But whichever the case may be for you or for me in any given situation, we need the Holy Spirit to come and give us the gift of faith. Men and women, if you're saved by faith, you can't live without faith. If you're saved by faith, you can't bear the burdens of life face the difficulties of life, take the decisions of life, succeed in the challenges of life without faith? How are we to run the race that is set before us, looking off unto Jesus? If you run the race looking at the difficulties, you'll never finish the race. If you run the race looking at other people, you'll stumble and fall. If you look at your circumstances and get bitter and angry, they'll defeat you. But oh, if you come before God's Word and let the Spirit of God write the Word that is relevant to your situation upon the fleshy tables of your heart, the Holy Ghost will beget faith. You see, this is the first thing He does in His people. He makes them a trusting people for salvation and in sanctification and then in these special difficulties of life. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take Him at His word. Just to rest upon His promise. Just to know, thus saith the Lord. I wonder this morning, am I talking to somebody who's struggling? You say you're saved. You've trusted Christ to the saving of your soul. But you're struggling with sin. You're struggling with resentment. You're struggling with circumstances. You're struggling with sickness. You're struggling. You're wondering and wondering. It's time, my friend, to stop wondering and wandering and come to the sheet anchor of faith. I can't give you that, but the Holy Ghost can. And here's the great encouragement. If He has begun by giving you saving faith, then it is His purpose to continue giving you sanctifying faith and giving you the faith that you need to overcome in every difficult passage of life. So He makes His people a trusting people.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.